good Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And the weekend, it began with President Donald Trump tweeting that President Barack Obama had his phones tapped. That turned into the FBI chief urging the Justice Department to reject the wiretap claim after, right away, these claims seemed to be unsubstantiated. Then the editorial in the Times today says, when one president smears another, just contemplate the recklessness, the sheer indifference to truth, and the moral authority of the American presidency revealed here. One president baselessly charging criminality by another, all in the childish Twitter rampage. Meantime, Trump called for an investigation of the wiretap, and key members of Congress say they'll honor that.
David, a very good summary of what happened. Obviously, the moment that you see Trump pulling this stunt without any kind of substantiation from his top security people, you worry that he is out of balance, unless, of course, it is some major piece of trickery. The idea is the old three-card Monty game in which you say, watch this hand while the other hand is doing something else. That's always perfectly possible. I mean, just look at the number of regulations that have been rescinded that protect the American people in so many ways. So it may well be that when he tweets something as obnoxious and crazy as the idea that Barack Obama had a hand in watching his telephones, or that Barack Obama had his people interfering and looking at the server of Donald Trump, it's nutty on its face. And so you have the ex-people who were in charge of it saying it never happened, and now you have Comey, who, as you know, is no friend of the Democrats, that's for sure, he probably lost the election for Hillary, saying he wishes the Justice Department would not look at this anymore. And speaking of the Justice Department, it's fascinating that it now appears that Donald Trump went into a major tirade against Jeff Sessions, absenting himself from any future investigations of things that happened during the campaign. One would think that these two guys had something in common and were in contact with each other. But apparently, Trump gets back from Mar-a-Lago, goes into the White House, and busts a gut his communications people. So there's an awful lot going on, and we'll just have to sort of stay tuned and to see how far it goes.
Finally, we also learned over the weekend that Vice President Mike Pence used a private AOL email account to conduct some public business while governor. And of course, there was the kerfuffle over Hillary's email account during the campaign. Pence says there's no comparison.
Well, of course there's no comparison, because it's him, not Hillary. Very disappointing. Here is a guy who should be under public scrutiny for having done exactly what they claimed Hillary did. And yet they're not doing that. Why not? Well, first of all, it's really not illegal. And they know it. It was illegal with Hillary, you'll remember. You got to put her in jail. But with Pence, it's not illegal. And therefore, it seems to have already run its news course. I don't think you're going to hear much more about it, but it is amazing that they could have gotten away in turning something as insignificant and silly as this on Hillary, and while Pence goes walking down the street saying, I didn't do anything wrong.
Meantime, you were talking about the altering of more than 90 regulations by President Trump in a mere 6 weeks. As the Times reports, the Trump administration pushed a flurry of deregulations, giving more freedom to gun sellers, bankers, and miners, and corporate lobbyists are clamoring for more.
During the campaign, Trump said he wasn't going to be putting up with the lobbyists anymore. The lobbyists are now running the government. No two ways about it. And, of course, some of these regulations in terms of clean air and whether people can get a hold of guns and things of that kind are really insane when you think that they have been pulled back. So this mess is so antithetical to the interests of the American people that you scratch your head and say, wait a second, who got more votes? Hillary got more votes by 3 million. And yet, here comes a president who's willing to say, okay, let's undo every decent thing that Obama has done if we can. Not only that, he has to go after Obama himself with some of his insane claims, because we all remember that the one thing Donald Trump needs more than anything else is an enemy. At every moment, he needs an enemy. And he's tried a whole bunch of stuff that didn't work, and now his enemy is Barack Obama. It's unbelievable.